Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to be vulnerable here, I think. And Slacker, I would invite you to do the same.
There is strength in vulnerability. So I encourage you. Yes. I support you guys.
Go.
No, as a father.
Oh, boy. You're going to get me.
So I feel like I'm a good dad. I'll start by being cocky before I get vulnerable. I'm a good dad. I'm involved. I'm kind. I'm cool. You know, I'm with my kids a lot.
This is going to make most of the complainy listeners on the text line not know what to do with their little angry selves. But I agree wholeheartedly. I think you're a great dad.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
303-222-5423. What are you going to say now, little texters?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So that being said, it snowed, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going out to shovel. And my son is very excited. Like, oh, I want to come out and I want to help you shovel. And we've just got two mini shovels. Mm-hmm. For him and my daughter, who's almost two, like she's even littler. So they get their snow pants on and they come out and my wife's like, I'm working, like, have at it. So they're helping me and I'm like, this is so great. I get this morning time. We get to play in the snow a little bit. And I quickly become just every dad ever who's been like, you know, the cliche of when you're helping your dad on the car and he's screaming at you to give him the tools. And it's like, why is dad so
flashlight?
Yeah. Like, why is he so high strung? Why can't dad just chill? And I feel that way too until I'm the dad.
Yeah.
And they're running all over the driveway and now the snow is sticking and I can't shovel it and they're kicking snow where I'm shoveling and they're always in the way and then I'm shoveling the snow and then my son's like, hey, that one hit me in the snow got in my eyes. It's like, well, get out of the way.
And just go inside, you little turd.
I know. And I'm like, what is this turn that happens to even the coolest of dads?
Okay, who just first off, I said you're a good dad, so you're going to need to... You take the cool, like you got a little cocky there.
Yeah.
And you're just escalating. He's like, even the best dad ever.
Do you feel that way? Does that happen 100%. To you? And you're like, I know I should just be enjoying this moment. And I keep remembering, I see quotes about like, as a parent, like there will be times where there won't be handprints on the glass doors. There will be times where you will have a perfectly clean living room. Enjoy the moment that you're in, right? Because that comes and then you'll never have little handprints on the glass door again.
Yeah. But when you're trying to shovel,
You
got to get out of my way. You really do. Or else I'm going to hit you in the face with a shovel. And I don't want to hit you in the face with a shovel.
Right, right.
But at like a certain point, like when you're bleeding the brake pads of your 1977 Datsun B210 and dad needs a quarter inch socket wrench, and you don't know what a quarter inch means, you're the problem. And I distinctly remember my dad just lighting me up. Like, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Get out of here.
Wow.
And I was just
that's
like,
a dadism.
Yeah, no, you just got to go. And I walked away feeling so defeated, not knowing that 1/4 was a quarter.
Mm.
And like, I didn't know. He's like, give me the quarter. And I'm like, handing him like two dimes and a nickel. And I'm like, that's the same. It's like, no. So I understand. And I never wanted to be that guy.
Me neither. But I can't help it. It's, I don't know if it's the testosterone. I don't know what
it is. You have a job that you're trying to accomplish. And when there's obstacles that get in the way, it can be frustrating. I get it. But you do just kind of, I don't know. As someone who doesn't have kids, you have to remind yourself, like you said, to be in the moment.
But don't even you get that way? You love your nephews like you're their mom.
For sure.
But aren't there times you're just like,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna choke you out.
I push them over. Yes, literally.
It's like you start to get.
I hit him with a shovel.
No,
it's not even snowing.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny. And this is something very, you know, that we love the people at Children's Hospital.
Oh yeah,
we absolutely do.
Yeah,
and they did that campaign of Never Shake a Baby. Mm-hmm. And when that campaign came out, I was childless, and I remember watching the commercials. And just speaking to the fine folks over there, I'm like, wow, are you guys just lighting money on fire? That's the stupidest thing. Like, what are you doing?
Everyone knows that.
Never shake a baby. No effing S, people. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't shake a baby. And then at 3 a.m. when your baby has had colic and has screamed for 19 hours straight and you're holding them and you're like, please God, just be quiet for a minute. And you're just like, and the Never Shake of the Baby commercial comes in your head, like, oh, it's a real thing.
The whole time.
You think you're never going to be the worst version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there you are in one instant
and
going.
In that moment,
yeah,
you put the baby down in a safe spot.
Yep. Walk away.
Let him cry.
Everybody's, oh
let
God, it's so much
minute.
Better.
They, get a minute.
I remember Noah stopped crying. It was like, oh. So yeah. The problem was my energy.
So when you're shoveling.
Hit him with a shovel.
No.
They haven't made a Never Hit a Baby with a Shovel campaign.
We need a new campaign.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.